Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Blessings of peace and joy to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And on Messianic Minutes, we are just about wrapping up our 20th anniversary celebration month, the month of October, when 20 years ago, we started recording Messianic Minutes.
Yeah, and God has been faithful. We've been on so many radio stations, so many tens and hundreds of thousands of listeners, and we are blessed to be on the air today so that you can hear two Jewish guys who love Jesus, the Messiah.
Hallelujah. And we want to say a thank you to WKZI in Casey, Illinois, for carrying us for a number of years. Those of you listening out there on WKZI, we are extremely blessed to be on, and we'd love to hear from you. Why not send us an email or a financial contribution, which is tax deductible? It's our 20th anniversary. It'd be a real blessing to hear from you.
Yeah, wherever you are, if you've been blessed by Messianic Minutes, if you want to bless us, get in touch with us through the website, messianicminutes.com.
Now, the Feast of Tabernacles over for a couple of weeks, but the story's not over, because Jesus stood up during the Feast of Tabernacles 2,000 years ago, and just about almost exactly 1,000 years within 24 hours of the day that God promised Solomon, if my people called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll heal their land. Now, God promised that. And about 1,000 years later, almost to the day, Jesus stands up right after the water ceremony, God send your rain, in ancient Israel, and says, I'm the source of rivers of living spiritual water. And Ted, we say, if you want to heal the land, give it rivers of spiritual living water. But the problem is, God said, if my people turn from their wicked ways, we're living in a nation, indeed in a world, that is running toward wickedness.
So how do we get people to turn from their wicked ways?
And you know, the only way to do it, Ted, is God's way. You see, God told us how to do this. Believe in Jesus. Look what Jesus said, John chapter 7, at verse 38. He says,
He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, it's based on scripture, out of his heart, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water.
Living spiritual water. We know that,
yeah,
by the
we know. It says the next verse, he spoke concerning the Spirit.
So how do we get wicked people to turn from their wicked ways? And incidentally, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. This is first and foremost, look in a mirror. That's first.
Look at the land under our feet.
Amen.
Number one.
And in our heart. And then when we have that straight with God, he who believes in me, now we become the vessels that God's going to use to fulfill 2 Chronicles 7:14, God's promise to Solomon.
Yeah, so first we humble ourselves, Jeff. And then we pray and seek God's face, and we turn from our own wicked ways.
First. Right.
Yeah.
And then let the Spirit of God, let your light so shine. Let the Spirit of God flow forth from us. Now, what does that mean? It means we've got to do something that God said to do. And part of that is to be able to speak the truth each man's to his neighbor. Zechariah chapter 8. Speak the truth each man to his neighbor. Problem is that the body of Messiah today has become fearful, I believe. And we just don't tell people, hey, that offends me. When you talk about my God that way, or when you talk about my faith that way, I'm offended. You need to respect my faith. That's letting rivers of living water flow. When we just sit, they say, well, I just want to love them, just love them. But if we don't tell the truth, how will they know what's going on? We need to stand up and be counted as the body of Messiah and call this nation back to righteousness.
Well, how are people going to believe unless they hear?
Amen.
And how are they going to hear unless we speak it out, we humble ourselves, we pray, we seek God's face, and then we become the ambassadors of the Messiah, and out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water.
Not by might or power, but by his Spirit. It's his Spirit that gives life to that living water. Hallelujah.
Friends, if you're witnessing to a Jewish person or to anyone, if you need some help, get in touch with us through the website, messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
God of Jacob.